Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Sharks in a web, sing along, sing a song of Christmas. Sharks in a web, it's a wonderful time of year.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to episode 1822 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. That's right, it is Christmas morning 2020, which means anything can happen. But you know what? We're just going to relax here and enjoy the best morning of the year where you can, well, if you have older kids, you get to sleep in just a little bit because they're not so anxious to get downstairs to see what Santa has put under the tree. But if you have the little ones, you've probably been up for 6 or 7 hours at this point. You're just a little bit tired and exhausted, but also very excited to see the kids get to see what Santa left this year. Hopefully it wasn't Cole, because we know some kids have probably been bad. But most of our kids, I'm sure, out there have been awesome this year with their virtual learning and their virtual play dates and all that good stuff. The kids have stepped up to the plate big time in 2020 and accepted everything that has come our way. So this is, of course, one of our traditions we do here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We always have Christmas morning in the Be Our Guest podcast studios. So we are here with a quick gift exchange, as we always do here. And of course, I am in the dimly lit Be Our Guest podcast studios. Christmas tree behind me. Have Santa and a snowman on a teeter-totter going up and down behind me in the shot. This is one thing that has changed over the years. I actually do really have a fireplace behind me with a nice toasty little glow, but it is still cold here in the Midwest. So today we're going to get the ladies introduced. We're going to exchange our gifts and wish you a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Joining us today from a Disney... Nope, not a... I'm even mess it up on Christmas morning. That's right. I've had too much eggnog, I guess. We have her from the mouseforless.com, but also... She's Santa's little helper, so I think she was at the North Pole as well. We have Ricky. Ricky, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I am here with my Jingle Bell sipper filled with hot chocolate, which is kind of hard to drink out of the Jingle Bell sipper, but that's okay.
Right. Does Disney not make all these, items, popcorn buckets, the sippers? Like, none of them are really, really meant to eat or drink out of, correct?
No, I mean, I'm sure you can. Like, the popcorn buckets, there are some that are decent sized to fill, popcorn with. But, there's no way you're actually using it for that purpose. Like, it's totally for decoration. And just, look, Disney knows that. That's why they give you a separate container with your popcorn or your drink. They don't even give you, the drink in the container anymore. They just literally are like, here you go. Here's your sipper and here's your Coke. So enjoy.
Yeah, when I got the Christmas tree a couple of weeks ago, Mallory was all excited because I got it on a Friday. She knew I was flying home on a Sunday. She said, now take that to the park on Sunday and make sure you get it filled with popcorn for the, and don't eat it on the plane because I know you're carrying it on the plane. I looked inside that Christmas tree. It probably held 36 kernels. I was not carrying that sucker on Epcot for 5 hours to get 36 kernels. I just bought the $8 box and I was good. Disney gets you. They're so smart.
They do. They totally do. So I got mine. We're good. I'm ready. Let's jingle all the way, baby. Let's go.
All right. And you'll be jingling maybe today at the Magic Kingdom in the most wonderful, wonderful dress. I mean, if you happen to be at the Magic Kingdom, if Santa was lucky enough to put you at the most magical place on Earth and you cross paths with some kind of a snowman with a big carrot nose walking through Frontierland, you will know it's one of your favorite podcasts. I can't even say because I'm picturing this dress, and I am not kidding on this. It is the honest to God truth. If you see her, you'll know. It'll be like Frosty's crazy-looking cousin coming through Frontierland.
He's not wrong. My goal is to hopefully be in the Magic Kingdom today. But if that doesn't work out, because, I do have to spend time with my family. If that doesn't work out, then I will certainly be in the parks over the weekend. So this sweater will be worn. I just don't know which day, but you will see you know, Frosty's ridiculous cousin here this weekend.
Frosty's, the insane cousin. So again, at Ricky Nibbs Instagram, you got to see this.
Yep.
All right. Also joining us, we're heading up Pittsburgh way. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Merry Christmas, Pam. How you doing?
Merry Christmas. I will say, Ricky did show us the dress and it was a lot.
It was. I mean, it was like a bad, ugly Christmas sweater, but worse.
Yes. It shouldn't be called the bad Christmas sweater. It should be called the worse Christmas sweater. And it's a dress. But anyways, I'm glad that we get to spend time with you, Ricky. But yeah, dress.
Yes. So how does a Christmas morning look up in the Forrester household these days? Because we know it changes throughout the years. You know, Hannah is now an adult. She's adulting in the biggest way by virtual teaching here in 2020. So how do things go there?
If I can help it, it means that we aren't at home. So that's step number one. I try to, get us traveling someplace. And thankfully we can, again, this year travel to Florida to see all of that. But yeah, there's a little bit of sleeping in. We're not big sleeper inners like Ricky is. Nope. So, that part, is sort of lost on us. But we do, most of the traditional things. There's presents. There's breakfast that includes Christmas cookies, of course. I think that was the one day of the year that my mom was like, whatever you want for breakfast, it's on the table. Like, cookies were okay. Leftover dessert from the night before. Like, it all sort of went down on Christmas. So we sort of carry on that tradition here. And we just sort of enjoy it. We've been trying to do, for the past few years, we get a puzzle, and we tried to do that on Christmas too. So, I mean, I know that that's something that not everyone has the luxury of doing because it's not relaxing. I'm saying,
that sounds very stressful to me because I like to get things done. And it's just, you say that, and I know some people love puzzles. I'm like, that would drive me crazy.
we do love puzzles. Puzzles and a game, something like that. So something that we have to do. But yeah, it's a fun day.
I love it because I don't get up and run on Christmas morning. Imagine that. I just get up with the family, chill like a normal person for a day. And we have biscuits and gravy and bacon every Christmas morning. I mean, is there any better food than biscuits and gravy? Oh, Ricky, do you have something, Ricky, like a traditional breakfast that you've had over the years or no?
No. My family doesn't do anything like that. So I am, though. So my plan, I will have to stop at the grocery store. But my plan is to get cinnamon rolls. And I am staying at my brother's. We actually are splitting the apartment with them now. So it's my apartment. And so I will be making cinnamon rolls in my apartment. That's my goal. So for the boys for breakfast. So that's my plan.
It's your apartment. Okay.
It is. Hey, I pay rent.
This is so kind of weird. 2020 is just messed up in all kinds of ways. And I'm just not asking. I don't care.
I have a room. I have a bed. Yes. I pay rent. So it's my apartment too.
But you only use it like maybe 20 days a year?
I live there for a few days a year. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Cool. Hey. It works. All right. Whatever floats your boat is what my grandpa used to say. And, usually took care of things. You know, it's like, hey, if it makes you happy, it makes you happy. All right. Exactly. You know, we have all these gifts, though. We got to exchange them because I know we have places to go, people to see, right? Got to see, whether it's over Zoom. No Zoom limit. Yay. shouldn't they leave the 40-minute thing on Christmas? I'm just saying. Like, and then you can play through stuff. But they kind of sunk us all. We got 24 hours to use Zoom all day. All right. So, gifts under the tree. All right. Who's giving theirs out first? What do we think? Ricky, you get to decide what order we going in this year, 2020.
I'm going to make Pam go first because she doesn't ever have to go first, I don't think.
So. Wow.
Wow.
Well, then I'll start with yours, Ricky.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. Open it up.
Okay.
This is so much better with video. It's why we did not post it.
Oh, my gosh. Pam, this is so thoughtful. How did you know? Yes, I love it. But let's tell the audience what it is.
So first of all, that little gift on the side, I got you a little early dose of the vaccine.
Yes!
Yes, I know. You can take it and you'll be ready to go.
That's hotter than a tickle me elbow at 96. I'm telling
you. I know,
you.
Right?
I'm Cabbage Patch Kids at 83.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the gift this year, apparently. So there was a, you know, I had to stand in line for a while and, you know, do some, I grabbed the last few ones. So thankfully I got them. But anyways, so there's that. You have to go back in 21 days to get the follow-up.
Okay, trust me. I'm in. Let's go.
It's the gift that keeps on giving for real.
Right? I know. But the main thing is all of this stuff for Daisy. We have outfits. We have beds. We have toys. We have everything that this little doggy could want or need.
Oh, my gosh. This seems more like a present for the dog, not me.
That's okay.
But that's okay. I accept because she's going to be so stinking cute in all these outfits. And
right?
She's, like, addicted to her babies. So, yes, this is all good. I'm so excited.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
So welcome.
I love it. I love it.
Nice. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So okay. Is this other one here for me, Pam? Because I see it's the same wrapping paper.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Cool. Let me open it up here.
Okay, go.
And this will, of course, draw the attention of all my family who will be down here in the studio with me any moment, I guarantee you. Yes. I love it. Okay, share again with the audience so they know what's going on here. I'm scared of needles, so I hope that isn't what I think it is, too.
Well, it is. So, of course, you got a little dose of the vaccine, too.
Great.
So.
I get a shot for Christmas. That was so bad.
I know, but you'll be happy that
I
you can have
eventually.
It. And you can travel everywhere. Yeah, not that's worry true. About it. You don't have to worry about the fact that you forgot your mask in your car.
Yeah, so, as we say, pull a Ricky at the post office. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you.
But the other thing that I've got you is a gift for you and the whole family, and that's passports for all of you, because when you travel out of the country and on a cruise on a passport, it makes me very nervous.
Why? Okay, you're blowing up my spot with all my guests at the Magic for Less, because I tell them you do not go on a cruise without a passport, and now you're letting everybody know that I use a driver's license.
Yeah, you are a classic example of do as I say, not as I do. But now you'll be able to do all those things and not have the worry of traveling without that passport. So now you have to figure out where you're going to use it this year.
That's true. So, yes. You know what? I'm going to apply to the Amazing Race.
Of course.
There you go.
I got to have one. No kidding. I got that far in the also Survivor. Once they can actually do those shows again. Because the last Amazing Race season was so disappointing. I'm going to fix it with the next one. No, that's awesome. Thank you so much. I didn't know exactly what that official document was, but it's good.
I know, right? Now you know what it looks like.
It looks like a little thing you buy at Epcot and go around to the countries and they write your name in their language. But that's actually a real one. That's pretty sweet. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You're welcome.
All right. I'm giving mine out next.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with... Pam first. These are all small packages this year because good things come in small packages.
Okay, I'm going.
Did we say what kind of wrapping paper we have?
Oh, man.
I think that's a tradition, right?
This looks like some Star Wars wrapping
paper. It is. It's Boba Fett in honor of we lost Boba Fett. I know.
Yeah,
it's,
that's nice. Okay, all right. Oh my gosh, this is awesome.
Yours
is. I was looking at these.
Yes. So now yours doesn't come until January. You got to wait until I know you're going to be a little
traveling. Thanks, post office.
This is why. So if people have been paying attention on social media, you posted a beautiful shot of your home with the snow on the ground outside in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. It looked really beautiful. But here's what's going to happen. I have a crew coming in January, and they are going to paint your house. Now, that you might think, oh, no, I love my house how it is, right? We all said that about Cinderella Castle. They're giving your house the Cinderella Castle look. It's going to have a little, like, rose gold tint to it, and everybody at first is going to freak out. Like, all your neighbors on your street are going to be like, oh, my God, they're making it pink. Oh, no. We remember what happened at Walt Disney World at the 25th anniversary. It's going to look like Pepto-Bismol. No. You know what? By April, everybody's going to come around and say, dude, that is the coolest looking house on the street. Because at first we're going to hate it. But you know what? Everybody came around with Cinderella Castle. Your house is going to get a little rose pink tint.
I love it. Yes. Is there going to be like that blue bling? Like the blue color? Oh, that's awesome.
Even at the head of your driveway, you're going to have, you know, the welcome to Forester Land right there on your, you know, it's going to change. It's not going to look 90s anymore, even though I prefer the 90s look. Yours is going to be the new blue. So there you go.
Oh, that's awesome. My HOA may have a fuss with that, but I'll just say, you know what? I didn't pick this. I got it as a gift.
That's right. That's right.
So just, I had to do it.
Just be like, the guy from Missouri ordered this for us, so he has no taste. So yeah, that's what we're doing.
I love it. What an awesome idea. Thank you.
Yes. All right, Ricky. Again, small packages. You got two.
Oh, wait. I have
to
open
in the same package.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, my Star Wars paper, you know I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, so I'm a little disappointed in that, but okay, well, all right.
I mean, you know what? I wasn't buying two rolls. I get it.
You're just like, usually, I know Pam likes Star Wars, so I'm just going to wrap Ricky's in the same thing. So,
well, I mean, in the years past, you've wrapped your stuff in like just plain old paper, right? like printer paper and stuff.
Printer paper, exactly. Mike, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can't believe you did this. What did you get me? Let's tell the audience.
Yes. Okay, so the first one is a little gift card, and this is for the Greater Atlanta Veterinary Society. But it's kind of strange. I didn't even know they had this.
Yeah.
So this one, again, is for Daisy. It is for the small dog orthodontist company. And what it is... it's a whole treatment for the next 24 months to get that underbite corrected on your dog so that it can actually eat and chew on things as a normal canine. Because it's like right now, all the time. So I know it's cute, but this way, you know, you got to have proper orthodontics, even in dogs.
I mean, you know, I love Daisy's little underbite. So I appreciate the offer. And thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, there you go. Okay, so there's also another little gift card in there. Do you see it? I hope you didn't drop it. Now, this gift card is kind of tore up looking. It is not, it's sad. It's a gift card for Disney, but it's like a gift card you would find at the Island of Misfit Toys. It's from the Island of Misfit gift cards because it's only good. And this, you're one of the few people that would like this gift card. It's only good on the 2020 merchandise, right? So it's worth it's $100 2020 gift card merchandise gift card. But here's the deal. With this gift card, you can approximately buy 7 sweatshirts, 3 coffee mugs, 17 pins, 3 pair of 2020 Crocs, a couple of pair of shades, and maybe even... I don't know what else, like a calendar or something. I mean, an incredible amount of merchandise for this $100 gift card.
Wow. I mean, my whole entire wardrobe is just going to be legit 2020. I don't know what to say, Mike. This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
The year we didn't know we wanted to remember is going to be remembered forever. So thank you.
Do you remember though about this time last year? We're thinking, I mean, really, we thought 2020, because it's like, you know, like a very symmetrical year, you know, 2020. It's like, it's balanced. It's round. It's we're going to have these awesome Olympics in Japan and all this great stuff. Yeah. Wrong. So, I'm excited for 2021, but it kind of scares me. And there's a dog standing behind me with a lizard in its mouth. So I don't even know what to say.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes, that is so cute. She's out of here. Okay. So hope you enjoyed your gifts. All right. Good.
No,
all right. So now you got to give yours out, Ricky.
All right. Pam.
Okay.
This one's for you. It's a big box. I'm just letting you know. Like a giant.
Gosh, I can hardly pick it up.
I know.
What kind of wrapping paper is this?
I went expensive this time. I actually got the fancy Hallmark wrapping paper.
Oh,
so you're like my mother-in-law.
It's very thick.
I decided to go all out this year. Since 2020, I figured there might be something nice in it. So,
this is awesome. Tell everyone what it is.
So, Pam, I know you were super disappointed that you did not get the signed John Stamos script from the auction this year. So, I did a little string pulling, and I not only got you something signed by Mr. John Stamos, But I got you a Jesse and the Ripper drum set. So you have a signed Jesse and the Ripper drum set.
Wow! That is awesome. My family in particular is going to like that as I'm playing. Mike, the next time we record, I want to play a little intro. Yes, I'm going to play us in.
Yes, and you got to play us out too a little.
I'll play out too, yes. Awesome. It looks just like the one that Jesse and the Rippers used in many, many, many episodes.
It should. It is an episode specific Jesse and the Rippers.
It's so strange how we have like this indirect like funnel to John Stamos merchandise that is autographed. It's almost uncanny.
He must listen to the show, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. John, if you listen,
we need to start writing.
Message me.
Whenever we start writing, like the synopsis of the show, you got to start just putting in there. And once again, we talk about John Stamos because we do talk about him an awful lot.
He's brought up
quite a bit. Yes. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. So get those riffs going.
Man,
for us.
I can't wait to start learning this. I wish Fuller House was still on because I'd ask as soon as I got good at it to come back and do some drumming on Fuller House. I could be like the crazy neighbor who like did something fun.
I love it.
And awesome. on that note, you know, because folks are listening to us here on Christmas morning all around the world, and if Santa left a drum set for your kids, good luck. Have fun.
Good luck.
My dad actually he's a drummer. He's drummed in all kinds of bands. You know, Ricky used to drum at Meadow Park. Well, you probably don't remember. You're young, but it was a steakhouse in Florissant. And, but yeah, he drums at church still. And so he got Mallory a drum set 1 year.
I was like, thank you. Thank you.
She was fun while she played with it for 3 days till it disappeared. And then went away.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, it disappeared. Yeah, it's just on the high shelf. All right, cool. All right. So last gift is Ricky. Is that mine?
It is yours. And it's in a small package. So
big stuff comes a small pack. Good stuff. Big stuff. I don't know. I guess big stuff doesn't come in small packages. That really would make sense.
No.
Yes, I love this wrapping paper because it's so expensive. I have to like fight it. You are like my mother-in-law. She gets all her cards and stuff from Hallmark, and that's thick stuff.
There you go. It is definitely thick stuff.
What is this? It's small and it's awesome.
Yes. Okay. So, Mike, I know this year has been a year of loss for you with your Taco Bell. Some of your favorite
by Fritos burrito. Yes.
No longer on the menu. Mm. So I got you the ability to bring back one item, your favorite item from Taco Bell, so that it is back on the menu for good. And you, sir, now have a lifetime supply of that item. So hooray for you! More Taco Bell.
That is, dude. I'm verklempt. I'm choked up. And it is because I've had too many bean burritos in 2020.
I was going to say, maybe a little gassy. Yes, I don't know. So.
I will say that when the Run Disney events do resume, please do not run behind me. And I am going to try to run out of the Bee Corral. So that just gives you motivation in 2021 to get a little faster so you're not in C.
That's right.
That is awesome.
Yes.
I am kind of choked up because I'm thinking about that right now. It's pretty sweet. Okay. Hey. I love that we exchange our gifts, right? We're all happy, and I love you guys. I love you guys so much. Now, I got to tell you this, though. Right before this show recorded, and I am not kidding about this. I'm talking an hour ago. Our good friend Mark Yerkes, Plainfield, Illinois. He's up in Chicago suburbs. You know how we talked about, we got that listener question about the one thing we would steal. Wait, Santa's come, right? Okay, Santa's already. Okay, good. Before I start talking about felonies, I just want to make sure Santa has visited and cannot come in. I'm going to lock my door so he can't take
it. You're good.
No take backs. So we did a mic in the Midwest this past week I did it on the 1983 Sears Wish Book, which is online.
Yes. Like
all the wish books are online. You go to this website called wishbookweb.com. So he said he's a little bit older than me. So instead of looking at 83, he looked at 77. You know what was in the 77 wish book? I'm not kidding. I got to pull it up. So
I'm dying to hear this.
Okay, so I'm going to put it right here on the screen for you guys. Actually, it's that awesome. So it is.
Oh, no.
He found the, what did I want to steal in that issue?
Oh, God.
You guys remember? Let me screen share this to you real quick so you can see this. I mean, it's incredible that he found this. Here it comes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I know it's real exciting for people listening on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm really super stoked.
Okay, can you see that? I'm going to put it on the big screen.
Is that a plant?
Look in the bottom left-hand corner.
Oh, the terrarium.
Dude, it's the exact terrarium that is in Spaceship Earth. I am not kidding. Tell me that is not the exact same one.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
And do you see how much it costs?
Let me pull up a text from my mom. I'll be able to see it.
Do you see how much, how much that thing cost?
$23
and 88 cents. That's for the lighted version. The normal version's like $15.96.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I know. Tell me that cool. I love our listeners. But yeah, Mark found that in the Sears Wish Book from so now we know where the Imagineers shopped for Spaceship Earth. They shopped in the Sears catalog.
Right? Totally did. Because it would have been about that time.
Yeah,
so
it would have been
fantastic.
Right? I know, totally. They got the exact same one.
Sounds yeah, you had cool. to call on the phone and be like, I would like one. Of item number 87538.
Or you filled out, remember, like halfway through the wish book, there would be that little, you mail it in. It was like a little check sheet kind of thing, a little order form. Yeah, pretty cool. All right, so we're going to get out here, let you start putting together your kids' toys. Good luck stepping on those Legos that Santa might have brought, whatever it is. It was Polly Pockets in my world. You always stepped on Polly Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
Oh, dude. Those things, because again, I had two girls. So we did have a few Legos, but God, I'd step on a Polly Pocket. I'd be let this sucker out on the floor.
They were everywhere. And then we were missing the shoe, and we had to look for the shoe. Yes, and then, they ended up in the Easy Bake oven. There was meltage. It was bad.
Yes, it was. So I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We'll be back together, of course, before we get rid of this crazy year, and we'll talk about that. But Merry Christmas, and enjoy your friends and family. Ricky, send out your holiday wishes.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. This year has definitely been trying, but, you know, the one thing we have to do this year, I think all of us, is, you know, count our blessings, and, that's probably been the most important part of this year, is to really take stock and look at things that are important to us. And goodness knows I've looked at the things that are important to me, and I'm sure that you all have as well. So in this year of time and togetherness, and, you know, if you can't be with your family, and, you know, understandably so, hopefully you can get together with Zoom or something like that, you know, at least virtually, and at least give each other virtual hugs. So I give you my virtual hug today. So
was it Aretha Franklin who said in the 1980s, who's Zoom and who?
Yeah, no. Definitely.
I think it was. Who's zooming who?
She did say that.
She knew. Who's zooming who? You don't know that song?
No.
Who's zooming who? Who's zooming who? Okay, you got to look up this song. It's a real deal. It looks like a number one song.
I honestly thought you were joking.
I am
oh
not
my
kidding.
Gosh.
Dude, you're so good.
No.
Yes.
Oh. It was an actual song.
It was. Oh. She didn't know. She was talking about 2020 in like 84 or something.
Well, I was one in 84.
No,
so,
shut up.
You know.
Okay, whatever. You're out of here. See ya. Sorry. All right, Pam, take us out. I know you can't do it on your drums quite yet, but take us out.
I know. I'm going to be looking for someone to get me lessons for this. That's awesome. So happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas to those who celebrate, and just, you know, hope that you have some time to just enjoy. And if anything, we have learned that we are able to overcome things that we didn't even think possible, really and truly. Perseverance, for sure. Mm-hmm. We all deserve a little pat on the back for that. Hang in there. 2021 is just around the bend, and there's so many things to look forward to. So I hope that you have something to look forward to too, and enjoy.
That's right. And I smell biscuits and gravy and bacon cooking. So we are out of here. So everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.